The Hobbit, Part 3, by J. R. R. Tolkien.
Soon the light at the gate was like a little bright hole far behind, and the quiet was so deep that their feet seemed to thump along while all the trees leaned over them and listened. Occasionally a slender beam of sun, horrible, pale, bulbous eyes.
Insect eyes, not animal eyes, only they're much too big.
They tried lighting watchfires at night, but they soon gave it up.
Now, help me pull!
Come on up.
There it comes! Grab it, Mr. Balin! Good! Well, it was tied after all.
Great feast going on forever. A woodland king was there with a crown of leaves, and there was merry singing. Oh, I couldn't count or describe the things they were to eat and drink.
You needn't try. In fact,
Time fell to thinking of his far distant hobbit hole with its beautiful pantries. He was deep in thoughts of bacon and eggs and toast and butter when he felt something touch him.
Bo saw that he must do something. He was a pretty fair shot with a stone, and finding several lying nearby, he found some nice, smooth, egg-shaped ones. Just as the spider reached Bombur, Bilbo threw. The stone struck.
Looking for food and drink because we were starving.
But what brought you into the forest at all? Very well. Take him away and keep him safe until he feels inclined to tell the truth. Even if he waits 100 years.
His head, too, nodded to the table, and he fell asleep and snored beside his friend.
Now to get the keys.
To be seen.
Their astonishment was enormous when Thorin Oakenshield stepped in through the door.
Who are you? And what do you want?
Thorin, son of Thrain, son of Thror, king under the mountain. I have come back. I wish to see the master of your town.
And who are these? Who are these?
Feely and Keely of the race of Durin, Mr. Baggins, who has traveled with us out of the west.
If you come in peace, lay down your arms.
We have none. We have no need of weapons. We'll return at last to our...
Sprang from his chair as they entered. But none rose in greater surprise than the raftmen of the elves who were sitting at the lower end of the hall.
I am Thorin, son of Thrain, son of Thror, king under the mountain.
Steps. Thorin looked and walked as if his kingdom was already regained and Smaug chopped up into little pieces. At the end of a fortnight, Thorin began to think of departure. So he spoke to the master and his counselors and said that...
It is on the map. Elrond read them. Stand by the grey stone when the thrush knocks, and the setting sun with the last light of Durin's day will shine upon the keyhole.
That's right. And this is Durin's day, the first day...
It seemed as if darkness flowed out like a vapor from the hole in the mountainside. And deep darkness, in which nothing could be seen, lay before their eyes, a yawning mouth leading in and down.
Now is the time for our esteemed Mr. Baggins, who has proved himself a good companion on our long road, and a hobbit full of courage and resource far exceeding his size, and, if I may say so, possessed of good luck, far exceeding the usual allowance. Now is the time for him to perform the service for which he was included in our company. Now is the time for him to earn his reward.
If you mean you think it is my job to go into the secret passage first...
In the ruddy light, Smaug lay with wings folded like an immeasurable bat. turned partly on one side so that the hobbit could see his underparts and his long, pale belly crusted with gems and
cup and stirring up Smaug's wrath so soon.
What else do you suppose a burglar is to do? I wasn't engaged to kill dragons. That's warrior's work, but to steal treasure.
Always something goes wrong.
Did you expect me to trot back with the whole horde of Thror on my back?
When I hear your ass, I hear your wrath. Come along. Help yourself again. There's plenty and to spare. You seem familiar with my name, but I don't seem to remember smelling you before. To hear that you had other business in these parts besides my gold. In that case, you may perhaps not altogether waste your time. Thought of the cat? A 14th share, I suppose, or something like it. Those were the terms, eh? What about the delivery? What about shipping and handling? What about armed guards and tolls? Oh, barrel rider, you've been a fool!
I tell you that gold was only an afterthought with us. We came over the hill and under the hill by wave and wind for revenge!
Revenge! The king under the mountain is dead. And where are his kin that dare seek revenge? The Lord of Dale is dead, and I pierce me.
I might have guessed it. Truly, there can nowhere be found the equal of Lord Smaug the Impenetrable.
And Carl Haig.